The federal government says it's made a major breakthrough with its agreement on the town camps of Alice Springs, but it's not a certainty yet. Yesterday, the Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Jenny Macklin, announced 16 town camps had agreed to sign up to a deal for $100 million worth of upgrades in exchange for 40-year leases. But one town camp resident is pushing ahead with legal action against the deal in the federal court. Sarah Everingham reports.
The Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs has claimed a breakthrough in negotiations with the Alice Springs town camps, one that she says will pave the way for massive investment in the camps, but not everyone sees it that way.
Look, I think it's a sad day for Indigenous affairs in this country.
The lawyer, George Newhouse, is part of a legal team that's representing one town camp resident, Barbara Shaw.
I've never heard of another Labor minister crowing about winding back Indigenous land rights. These town camps were established many years back as a result of dispossession of Indigenous people from their homeland. And now we're seeing a minister saying it's a great result to see them, to see Aboriginal land rights even further wound back. I think it's a very sad day, and I believe that the interests of the households who live in the town camps are not being adequately protected by these arrangements.
The federal government had been threatening the camps with compulsory acquisition. The deadline was to be next week. Barbara Shaw had launched legal action to stop the takeover. But yesterday, Jenny Macklin announced 16 town camp housing associations had agreed to the government's offer of $100 million in upgrades in exchange for 40-year leases. In Sydney yesterday, she said the deal was all but done and that the town camps were ready to sign up to the 40-year leases. But George Newhouse says the minister's comments are premature.
Look, I think the minister has gone off half cocked. The leases are not signed, and the message that we're getting from the town camps is that the response of the town camps to the minister was that they were only negotiating with a gun to their head, and the deal is by no means done.
She's saying that the camps have indicated they will sign.
Well, she can indicate that all she wants, but if she has evidence of that, why doesn't she release the letter from the town camps to her, so we can all see what their position is?
George Newhouse says legal action will be launched in the federal court this afternoon.
The fight is not over, and there are steps in train to protect the interests of households in the town camps from both the 40-year leases going ahead without their interests being properly protected, and the minister going ahead and resuming the land without properly notifying the 200 households in the town camp.
George Newhouse is one of a number of individuals and organisations who've taken out an advertisement in national newspapers today criticising the government's approach to the camps. The list of supporters includes Pat Dodson and Ian Thorpe. The Greens Senator Rachel Seward has endorsed it too. She says the concerns people in the town camps have about the conditions of the leases simply haven't been heard.
The approach they've been taking is the approach that many governments in the past have taken, which has failed, which is imposing an approach on Aboriginal people and saying this is how you'll do it. It's our way or no way. Now that approach has failed in the past, and the key message for the government needs to get, and it doesn't seem to have, is that they need to be negotiating with Aboriginal people from a community perspective. So the solutions are community driven, not driven from the top down, which has failed and for decades. And unless the government gets that message, they'll continue to fail in delivering services for Aboriginal people.
Green Senator Rachel Seward ending Sarah Everingham's report, and the umbrella organisation for those town camps, Tungundjeera, has declined to comment.